heard Maisa Suka from Rav Yashiv. When Rav Yashiv was 93 years old, so he had to have a surgery, life-threatening surgery. So kids are in all that scum, they were in surgery, they flew in the doctor, who knows where. The time of the surgery was 7 o'clock, which in the summer was before Tzeis L'Chavim. So Maisa, they wanted to Rav Yashiv, you know, before Tzeis, so always he's not asking to have surgery, you have to wait, you know, wait another hour. He said they have to wait another hour until it's nighttime. So they want to tell him about it. So what they do, well, you know, when it got, in the middle of the day, they closed all the blinds. And when it got closer, you know, when it got close to around 6:30, they, you know, they just called in 10 people. They told it's time for Meir in order to make a minion. They made a minion. You know, they told Yashar that it's ready nighttime. They made a minion. What nice what happened was that the surgery got pushed off an hour. Got pushed off the hour to after Nacht. So they were all scared. Like, what should they do? Should they tell him that back and now he has to say Krishna over again because he said Krishna before night? Should they tell him? But they were a little bit scared to tell him. They afraid, you know, he would kill them. So they're going back and forth, which they do. But Maisa, he asked his grandson, give me a sitter. So he gave him a sitter, he said, Krishna. So he asked him, like, my height. He said, the first time it happened in his life, this thing. That by mistake, he wasn't mechavim by three words. Since he wasn't mechavim by three words, he wants to say it over. He said, never ever happened to him. Therefore, he said over Shema. That was nice. Kapam, so I want to speak a little about Zmanim, about Zmani Krishma, Zmani Tfila, and a lot of things are going on from the story, but Kapanim, I want to speak a little about Zmanim. Bokhes Mishal recently, it was 5 minutes before Zmani Krishma, his roommates were sleeping, should he wake him up or not? What should he do? And then he had Tehrim. What's the right thing? Should wake up or not? So what would you guys do? What's the minig in the dorm? No one's ever asleep, right? Okay, what's the minig? What is it? Okay. In terms of Zman Krishma, you might say there are no Hatterim. There's Zman Krishma, there's two Zman Krishma, there's the Among Abram and the Goyim. Some people know you like Among Abram, a lot of people know you like the Goyim. But once you hit the end of Zman Krishma, hit the Goyim Zman Krishma, there are no Hatterim and you have to say Krishma then. The Gemara Chagiga gives Movis L'Yachal L'Takein, some Movis which can be fixed up, the three examples of that. What are the examples is? One is somebody who used to learn, now he doesn't learn. That's an example of Movis L'Yachal L'Takein. Second example is somebody who had a kid who was a mamzer. And the third example is somebody who missed Zman Krishma. To see the Chumra missing Zman Krishma is put together with the most Chumra Kazakh, and missing Zman Krishma is a very Chumra Kazakh. The Zohar says that somebody who misses Zman Krishma, he's been nidui kolay sayyam. He's in chayim that whole day to miss Zman Krishma. So, if somebody's roommate is asleep 5 minutes before Zman Krishma, avada, you have a chiv to wake him up. He's not considered honest. He has a chiv to say Zman Krishma, and you have a chiv to wake him up, and you should wake him up. Now, one more thing about Zman Krishma is that it's all the places say that you shouldn't cut it down to the wire. Now, you shouldn't say Zman Krishma, you shouldn't say Shema 30 seconds to the Zman. So all the places say you should say Zman, you say Krishma at least 5 minutes before the Zman, because you're playing with fire if you cut it too close. Sometimes it watches off, sometimes
we'll
think, what?
Until
then. You should be finished 5 minutes before Zman Krishma. It's good to do that. Because you're playing with fire by cutting too close. Fine, let's move on to Akapana, let's move on to Zman Tfila. Now, Zman Tfila, there's a lot of confusion about Zman Tfila, whether Zman Tfila is a Mikaritin or is it just a Chumrah. Because the Maisa, we see, you know, if you go to the Shtibel, the diving is going on basically all times and hours of the day. So, first thing is, the Rambam says Zman Tfila. You have a Rambam over there? You pass me a Madava? Okay, long time. Okay, the Rambam says that the Zman Tfila is a Takanas HaNeviim. In other words, it's the Zmanim, when a person has a Davin, it's a Takanas HaNeviim and it's a Vechash V'zach. Now, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, when is Zman Tfila Shachris? When's the end of Zman Tfila Shachris? When's that? No.
10:02.
What? 10:02. That's a good answer. The machlokes in the Gemara, is it dalet shayis or vav shayis? Does it end like a shayis or is it after dalet shayis? That's the machlokes in the Gemara. How do we paskin? So the Chavin Simteka says, that zman is at seif dal shayis. We paskin zman to a shachris is till dal shayis. Then ta, by over vespacha dal shayis at chetzayis. If somebody by mistake misses dal shayis, apish and iskay tefila bezman. Even though you miss iskay tefila bezman, it's iskay tefila mideyeka. If you miss dal shayis, even though it's not iskay tefila bezman, you know, it's called you miss not tefila. But still, if dal shayis, the ma'isa stays steady davening. Now the goyin holds that if you miss it b'mezid, you can't daven. It's only if you make a mistake. You overslept or something like that. You didn't realize what time it was. Yeah, the watch is off. Hashem, somebody's b'mezid, the guy holds that you don't daven. We paskin now like that. We paskin that even if you b'mezid, you still daven. But Mishavur says, but you should daven b'turn adava. And it's being that it's a suffix where you allow to daven if you miss b'mezid. So what you do is, you daven b'turn adava. When you do b'turn adava, that takes care of all the problems. Now, by the Hasidim, there are those who make it that they go to Chatzos. So, this might be the Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe is very macro on his Hasidim that they just don't bisman. So, yes, the Ger Rebbe, my high. The Maisa, the Friedrich Doris, you know, when grace the Rebbe's who dive in after Dal Shais. So, the Ger Rebbe says, Mashal Amad of Adayma, somebody comes home for supper after second Seder, 7:30, and supper's not ready. His wife, his mother says, come back an hour. Comes back an hour later, still not ready. Fine. Goes out to marry, comes back. 9:00, still not ready. Fine. Goes to night seder. 10:00, 11:00, comes back 11:30. Oh, there's supper on the table. Nice. Kishmak lasagna. Takes a bite. And it's half burnt and missing ketchup. So he says, for this I waited for. So the Rebbe said that in the olden days, maybe the old Rebbe's, they daven kavana and all the, and they had mikachonis with tefillah. So then, okay, that's why they weren't ready to daven until after Dal Shayis. He says, but nowadays, the way people daven, I'm saying, he says, there was Zichron Avraham Madrig, he says, Pashut, that you have to be makir for this man, and you shouldn't daven after this man. B'diavad you could daven to chasos. Say now, okay, let's go b'diavad. Fine. I come to chachila chas v'shalom to daven after dal shayis. B'diavad you go to chasos. Let's go through this. What do you daven if you're after dal shayis? What lemaisa do you daven if you're in that situation? Let's go one by one. Biggest krishma. Do you say biggest krishma? What? What do you say? What? No. So biggest krishma the pesach and mishabur is. Mishabur says he says like this. If you're anus. Then Mishbu says you can say because Krishma after Dal Shayis. If you're not Aynis, he says Karvel Bachlavatala. We had a mice once when we went to New Hampshire. We went somewhere on vacation. So mice for Shaysach, we didn't wake up so early. The day the hotel's kicking out in the morning, right? So we had to be at the hotel like 8:30 something. It was like 8:39, whatever it was. But kids, so I figured, okay, first we'll pack up and then we'll go down. Because we didn't have time to go to the place where the davening was, like 20 minutes, 20 minutes away. We didn't have time to go there and come back, and they said the charge for another day. So we get to first we'll pack up, then we'll go davening. So the kids, we packed up. By the time we got to the place we know with Adam and Yanim, we didn't realize, but the mice was after Dal Shayis. And as we said Krishna before, and the mice is after Dal Shayis. So there was some rabbi there, I don't remember who the rabbi was. They asked them if we say Brikas Krishna. He said, no, we're not considered anus, we're considered peshe, we should do that early. And he said, we can't say because krishma. Come on, halacha l'maisa, the only time you can say because krishma is if you're anus. If you're anus. I'm saying if you stand overslept or you're pesheya, you can't say because krishma after Dal Shayis. And yeah, it shouldn't be negeya, because I know you had to say krishma, right? It's a little bit strange. Like, how do you say krishma before the third hour and you're davening by chatzayis, right? What do you say? If what? Dal Shayis, what? We'll get to that soon, I'm saying. But I'm saying, anyhow, Krishma, you have to do it by 3 hours. I'm saying, if for some reason, I don't know, you woke up early and you said Krishma, and you went back to sleep, and you have to Dal Shayis, that's what we're talking about. What do you say? Well, it's Krishma, they went back to sleep. Okay, fine. You got to wake up for Krishma, went back to sleep. Fine. So, Kapan Machmo. So, once you have to Dal Shayis, so we're coming out, but do you daven after Dal Shayis?
Yes.
Because Krishma? If you're Oinus, yeah. If you're Pesha, you don't do it. We'll get to Oinus soon. We'll get to Tvist Hashom. In terms of Bikas HaShachar, what's the Zman of Bikas HaShachar when you have to say Bikas HaShachar, right? So Mishmur says like this. Tol Dal Shoy Savad Yatsa Chigilat Bikas Man. Tol Chat Sois also, you could do it. And Mishmur brings down at Ein Limchois. Somebody says this stuff a couple weeks ago. After married, we want to know, can you say Bikas HaShachar? Can you say Bikas HaShachar? But nice, so there's a Shittas HaGoin, which says that Bikas HaShachar is the whole day. You can do it the whole day, even until you go to sleep. So Mishra brings down, if somebody wants to do it the whole day, he says, Ein Limchis. It's like, well, what do you say?
Why is it
doing? What?
I'm going to say that
Bikas HaShachar. Oh, Bikas HaShachar you have to do in the morning, I'm saying. But Mishra says, Ein Limchis. Like, well, Al-Khachila Valid Al-Shois, B'diav Al-Khachsois, Ein Limchis. If you do it all day, it's Ein Limchis. Fine. So now we're going to go to next sugya. Next sugya is Tfilas Tashlumim. Tfilas Tashlumim is, if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, Mr. Davin. So if somebody misses the davening, what do you do? What do you do? So I don't know if people know this. If you miss a davening by mistake, there's a chiyuv to daven twice. It's not like a mitzvah chasidus. It's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. You have to daven twice the next davening. Now there's a chiluk whether somebody is a pesheya or somebody is oinis or shaygig. If oinis and shaygig, then it's a chiyuv. If it's pesheya, so there, it's not so posture that it works. Over there, if you're Peshay, you should have a B'turn Adavah. It's not a Meshachiyah, you should do a B'turn Adavah. Let's go through some examples of what's considered a Oinus and what's considered a Peshay. What? We'll get that soon. Which order are you doing? We'll get to that soon. First example, somebody's Oinus, is somebody sick, and you push it on Adavah. That's an example of Oinus. Then was Meister the Rebbe of Zisha with Nananach. It's nice that with Rebbe Zisha and Nananach, but they once got thrown into jail. What's nice? They once got thrown into jail. Kids there in jail, for those of you who have been there, is not the most pleasant place to be. They don't really give you a separate bathroom. So where do you go to the bathroom? They give you a nice little appeal to go to the bathroom. So after they went to the bathroom the first time, the mice said they weren't able to learn, they weren't able to daven anymore, they couldn't, it smelled. The place where it smells is now daven and learn. So the mice said they weren't able to daven, they weren't able to learn. So the Nemelmech, started getting a little bit depressed. The mice said, it's like in jail, they can't learn, they can't daven, they can't do any business with them, this is not such a good master to be in. So he started looking very sad. So Zisha asked him, why are you so sad? He said, we're in this matzah, we can't do anybody, it's Hashem, it's such a terrible matzah, and that's what he said. So he started smiling. started saying, and this, in our matzah, a yid in every single matzah, he has to be a simcha. In this situation, our matzah is, to be a simcha, we can't do anybody, it's Hashem. And we have to be a simcha, we can't do anybody, it's Hashem. So he starts saying, but it's Hashem, but it's Hashem. He starts saying, this bucket, this is our Avodas Hashem now, to be happy that we can't do Avodas Hashem. So he started dancing. Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem. So the kids there, so the Rebbe Zishan and Noina, they were dancing, Avodas Hashem, Avodas Hashem. Kids all the going, but no. Okay. It's true, because these rabbis dancing around a bucket, screaming some words. Mice, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. So everyone started joining them. Everyone started dancing around, dancing around this bucket. And it's nice that prison warden looks down at the prison, sees everyone dancing around, having a party. Everyone knows the job of a prison warden is to make sure everyone's miserable. He walked and he said, that's it. Till now I was nice to you. I let you go to the bathroom in the prison. From now on, I'm taking away the bucket. And if you want to go to the bathroom, you have to come knock on my door and I'll take you to the bathroom. So they took away the bucket and they went to learn. Al-Kafana. So Shaila is, somebody's in a matzav where he can't, if you're in prison, you can't daven, right? It smells. So Mishpuru says, that's an example of something which you could do to yourself. Tashlumim, that's considered oinus. What if somebody gets drunk? Somebody gets drunk and he's not able to daven. Purim, it happens to Purim a lot of times, right? People drink. They're drunk, straight through Meirev, wake up the next morning. The child is, what's that considered? So the Mishabur says, that's also considered Oinus. If a person, that's considered Oinus, and the Mice, you have a Chiv Tidavim. What about oversleeping? So oversleeping is like this. If a person stayed up late Thursday night, went to bed 4:30 in the morning, and when he went to sleep, he knew there was a tzad that he might not wake up. right? You know, when you go to sleep at 4:30, there's a possibility you might not wake up for davening. And he doesn't set his alarm clock, or even if he does set his alarm clock, he's one of those people just like an alarm clock when he just goes back to sleep when he's tired. So then he's not considering his considered per shayim. Mashenkein, if the person made somebody a shamer and the shamer didn't wake him up, then he'd be considered. Like, if the person went to sleep and he knew there's a good possibility, that there's a decent possibility he would not be able to wake up, that's not considered oinus, that's considered a peshaya. Now, when you do the... What do you say? It is called a shamer, but, you know, if you know that your alarm clock doesn't work when you go to sleep late, then, you know, then you're not considered... Are you considered one time we can say you're oinus? Once it's twice already, you said already, then we'll consider you a peshaya. Now, we do... What?
You do
tashlum
even though...
If what?
If that happens, you still do tashlum.
By which case? You're oinus or peshaya? Oinus, you have a chiv to do tashlumim. And peshaya, you do a paternal davar. Now, when you do tashlumim, so it's like this. So, you have to, the shahs, what do you do first? Let's say you missed ma'ariv and then you dive in two chakras. What do you do first? Do you first dive in ma'ariv? Or do you first dive in chakras and then you dive in ma'ariv? Anyone knows? Right, so lach is first you dive in chakras and then you dive in ma'ariv. If you mess up, so the Rishonim hold that it could be ma'akev. If first you have in mind to do ma'ariv and then you do chakras, it's sad to say it's ma'akev. So you have to make sure first you do chakras and then you do ma'ariv. The once a bach he missed chakras. So what he went to do is he went to be the shatz by mincha. He wants to know if that works. He knows he'll dive in the shmona, so then it'll be the shatz. So he's what's the shayla? The shayla is he's gonna be diving chakras. He's gonna be diving chakras chazar shatz, and he's gonna be mitzvah everyone else in mincha. So the shayla was, does that work or not? So the ma'aser Mishabur says that the ma'aser does work. You know, if you want to be the shatz, even though you're doing a different tefillah than everyone else, the ma'aser sefka seif that sefka that would work. The what? Right, that's a good idea. That's always a good idea. I'm saying no, then it does not mean double. If you're the shatz, then that's ma'aser for you, and then whatever. If somebody was Mekabel Shabbos early, and then you remember you didn't daven mincha, so the shaila is really is before shkia, the best thing to daven. The problem was Mekabel Shabbos early. So shaila is, what is he doing in that type of situation? So nice the psak is that once in Mekabel Shabbos, ready, you made a night and you can't daven mincha. So if you Mekabel Shabbos in that type of case, you have to daven 2 ma'aravs and it'll be also the daven mincha. Because once Mekabel Shabbos, then it'll be a problem. Yeah, 2 ma'aravs. That's also very important. Whenever you miss, you always daven whatever the tefillah is. L'mashal. Let's say you miss mincha. Let's say you miss mincha erev Shabbos, right? This week's right. Lo Shabbos Shabbos. Let's say Chasham you miss mincha. So when you're davening on Shabbos, you're going to daven 2 ma'aravs. You can say yalav yalav both of them. Because even though you're davening tashlumim for a day which wasn't Rosh Chodesh, but when now that's Rosh Chodesh, you have to tashlumim. You daven whatever the tefillah is, and you say yalav yalav. You can say yalav yalav. The same thing, Lel Shabbos. Miss Lel Shabbos when you're davening Shabbos day, you daven 2 Shabbos day. The nusach, the Shabbos day nusach. You don't do the nusach of the Lel Shabbos. You do. As the kol gadol is, whatever tefillah you buy, you do whatever you have to do by that tefillah. You do it twice. You repeat it twice. You don't have the cheshbon what the other one was, and that's how you do it. Fine. So that's with the tefillah's question. Any other questions on tefillah's question before we move on? Everything's clear?
Between
Chazayis and Mincha. Then you can't daven. Chazayis and Mincha is also daven, that's no man's land.
Hey.
Between Chazayis and Mincha, you have to know if somebody didn't daven Shachris and Chazayis and Mincha, it's also to eat. You know, it's not late before you daven. And even though it's a time that you can't daven between Chazayis and Chazayis and Mincha, for the Maisa, at that point, it's also to daven. Now, in terms of Ma'ariv, so the Zman Ma'ariv, there are different. There's no place to think about when's Zman Ma'ariv. Is Zman Ma'ariv from Plag and Mincha, that's just a Yuga? What is Zman Ma'ariv? It's from Tzeis L'Chav. We pass again, there's no Ra'achra, but we pass no Ra'achra. You should always pick one of them. You should either always dive in Ma'ariv after Tzeis L'Chav and Mincha before Shkia, Or what you should do is you should daven mincha before plag and ma'ariv after plag. And as the chila, one should always have one way of doing it. Erev Shabbos, there's among Rabban, which is mekel. He says even though normally you daven ma'ariv after tzeis, but erev Shabbos you can be mekel and daven ma'ariv after plag. That's why a lot of people know you can make early Shabbos, the Simcha among Rabban, and they daven even though normally you daven tzeis, but over here you can daven. You could dive in Meyer of the Pot. You have to finish it and not start. Fine. So, Kapanim, that's what we said in Ma'ariv. Kriyashma is different than Ma'ariv. Kriyashma, everyone agrees, the Zman Kriyashma plus the Sechavim. Therefore, it's very, very important. If somebody davens early Ma'ariv, you have to remember to serve a Kriyashma. Because Kriyashma, there's no time in the world you can do with the Sechavim. The Oma Chleikis and the Menahagim, that's only by Tishman Esrei. But if somebody dies early, you have to say a Kriyashma. If I understand in England that Dayom dies early because it gets nach very late. That's when it's 11 o'clock against night. I thought you always have to make sure you have to say a Kriyashma. Not you say a Kriyashma before it's a chavim. You always have to make sure it's say a Kriyashma. It's also good die if somebody dies in Eretz Yisrael. If you dive in the first minute in the Shtiblach, if you dive 18 minutes after Zman Kriyashma, sorry, 18 minutes after Shkia, the first minute in Shtiblach, it's also good die to say a Kriyashma because. When exactly is says is not so clear, whether it's a half hour, 35 minutes. So if you dive in the first minute of Shtiblach, it's Kedai to serve a Krishma, because Kedai to serve a Krishma, Akapanam, it should be at least a half hour in the winter, or 35 to 40 minutes in the summer, it should be after Tzitzachavim. Now, Ramesh is a Shaila. In some places, they only have Minyanim where they dive in Tati Rasasvi. What they do is they dive in Mincha after Plag, and they dive in Meir before Tzitz. A lot of places they dive in it together. What's the reason why? Being that it's a tircha for people to come back, that's what they're like. So, Ramesh has a tshuva, Beis Samach, is it better for you to dive in such a minion in Bitsiber, or you should dive in Bechidus? So, Ramesh paskins that in case we're going to be doing Taitidus Sassi on that day, Ramesh says it's better than Bechidus. It's better than Bechidus. So, if you're in a place where all they have is one minion where they're doing Taitidus Sassi, It's better dam bechidus than to dam betzibah. The mila of the chesaron and tati sasi is worse than the mila of the mila dam betzibah. Now the zman of Krishma shal arvis and lechachilu we paskin is still chatzais. Means you have to make sure to finish by chatzais. But the yavid is called a light. Now this is a big machlokes in the poskim. What about tefilas mayer? Is my, what's the reason why it's chatzais? Gemara in the first mission in Bracha says they made a sayag in order to lahakat sadam and aver in order to as a safeguard they shouldn't miss my krishma they made the chatzais. The shah is what's going to be by davening? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is a place to speak about. Let's say you have a shah like this. You could get a minion after chatzais or daven bechidus before chatzais. Tonight is a very big machlokes ha'poskim. A lot of places say that it's better to daven bechidus before chatzais than to get a minion after chazal. So not like the poiskim. A kapanim is kedai not to get into the shiloh because it's not a person.